The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for joining in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with the Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Today we're talking a bit about immunity. There's been a lot of buzzwords about antibodies and how long they last and where you receive it and what they are. And so I read a very, very interesting research article about how something that majority of Americans are doing are actually decreasing their body's ability to create antibodies. So antibodies are kind of your defense line against viruses that you create after the virus. So we'll break down a bit. The immune system is complicated, by the way. It is one. It's complicated and it's kind of boring, but it's important because we all have one. And no better time than now to learn more about how your immune system works, but more specifically, things that you may be doing that decrease your body's ability to not only fight off infection, but then build antibodies to make sure that it can navigate and stave off future infections for that virus, right? And so I thought it was really one I've been hearing a lot, and there's so much misconception, misunderstanding, lack of understanding. Right. So just kind of to touch base, you know, because the more education that you can have, the better. And that's really what we look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You know, our ultimate goal is to educate you in all five essentials. I had a patient actually I talked to on the phone the other day who said, you know, I'm so appreciative of you because when I came in, I had aches and pains everywhere. And we looked at his spine and the structure of his spine. And, you know, there were so many subluxations, damage on the nerves, structural deviations that his body didn't know what to do with it. He said, so I started initially getting adjusted and I decided not to make any changes because I wanted to see how the adjustments would really work for me. And he said, I started to feel really great. And as I started to feel really great, I thought maybe I would implement in the other essentials, nutrition, detoxification, oxygen and lean muscle. And it would allow us to be able to see kind of how that started to navigate a new change. And he said, you know, I started with the adjustments and then I moved on to making nutrition changes. And he said, the plan that you laid out made it very easy for me to make these changes. And he said, and then once I started making the nutrition changes, I noticed even more of my body aches went away and I was sleeping better. And, you know, then that really encouraged me that if this is how far I've came, like, why can't I start getting back into the gym and starting to exercise? So then he said, just really over the last 6 months, more than anything, he said, my health has been so transformed that I just can't express my appreciation enough. And I always think it's so interesting because when we talk about making those changes, I promise you that not one person gets more information than the other, yet someone might see more results than the other. And it's really truly utilization. How well they utilized the information, how well they implemented that in when they had questions along the way. I sat down with a couple people last week who are going through some odd re-exacerbations that they had had, and, you know, all from different regards and reasoning. And, you know, so it was just really nice to be able to, when people come in and they feel defeated and they're discouraged, you know, it's such a blessing that they're in the office, because it's one that when we look at the body as a whole and not a sum of all of its parts, you really can get down to more of the root cause. You know, this patient had had spinal injections and ablations and all of these things for some of like the aches and pains. And just, again, getting back down to figuring out, like, how do we more specifically help with that? And again, it's the five essentials. And it's one that it all starts with coming into the office. You know, you have to figure out more so what's going on, go through a more in-depth exam and consultation to figure out what is it that you have done, what is it that you may need moving forward, and then we map out a plan, right? It's just one that, and when you start to see those lifestyle or life changes that people get, and, you know, they get to experience life again, it really is one of the best. Talked to a patient this past week who said, you know, my mom lived to be 98, but I don't want to live to be 98 if I don't have a quality of life. And I said, that's where what you have to do first and foremost is you have to invest in the quality of life, not focus on the quantity of life, right? You can be alive at 98, but when did your quality of life stop? Or did you get that quality of life? And she had a quality of life until the day that she passed. And that's truly what it's about. It's taking advantage of your health while you have it, investing in your health while you have it, so that you can have that quality of life. So we're going to talk about immunity today, but before we get into that, we've got some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So as we talk about investing in the quality of life, New York Times articles, vitamin C and E tied to lower risk for Parkinson's disease. So consuming foods high in vitamin C and E may help protect against the onset of Parkinson's later in life, a Swedish study suggests. That, my friend, is a tongue tie. Swedish study suggests. People who consume a diet rich in vitamin C and E may be at reduced risk for Parkinson's disease. So researchers followed 41,000 Swedish men and women for an average of 18 years, gathering data on their health and diet. They assessed intakes of vitamin C and E, as well as beta carotene, and a measure called NEAC, which takes into account all antioxidants from food and other interactions with each other. Over the course of the study published in Neurology, there were 465 cases of Parkinson's disease. So after adjusting for age, sex, BMI, education, smoking, alcohol consumption, and other characteristics, they found that compared with the one-third of people with the lowest intake of vitamin C or E, the one-third with the highest intake had a 32% reduced risk of Parkinson's disease. Those in the highest one-third in the consumption of both vitamins together had a 38% reduced risk. There was no effect for beta carotene or the NEAC measures. The researcher at the University of Milano, when the work was done, said the research needs to be done before drawing definite conclusions, right? It's all the like CYA stuff about like, we're not saying that C and E can do it. But they said implementation of a diet that includes foods rich in C and E may help protect against development of Parkinson's later in life. In any case, it's never wrong to implement a healthy diet. So I thought it was really, you know, it's just one of those reaffirming studies where we say, hey, it's important to eat healthy. And it's important to eat healthy at a young age. So oftentimes it's easy to negate the quality of food that we eat in kids or adults if we don't see an immediate negative effect of it, right? Like, so my example is you are diabetic, type 2 diabetic, and you eat a whole cake, you know, and you're actually checking your insulin levels and you say, hi, the negative effect is that your blood sugar just spiked to 450 or 500. You know, if we can't see the process of disease building on a cellular level, if we can't see the process of disease reversing on a cellular level, it's kind of easy to dismiss. And I see this a lot with pregnancy. It makes me think a lot more, right? So from a pregnant woman's standpoint, there are tons of limitations on what you can eat, what you can do, what you can be exposed to, because they say it's a danger for the baby. But here is why. Because you have this, a little glob of cells. Amazing, right? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Little globs of cells. But that is the most, that is the quickest in terms of development. Cell cycle, replication, you are growing the most in utero in your first year of life. So as you're in utero, as organ systems are forming and are developing and coming together, and chromosomally and genetically things are coming together, you are able to see that disruption the most in a fetus, right? In a baby. And so they say, hey, we want to make sure that you're absolutely no smoking. You can smoke other times, but don't smoke when you're pregnant. Why? Because those chemicals can have a massive effect on those cells. Don't drink. Why? Because drinking could affect those cells. Don't be exposed to chemicals, right? Why? Because it could have an effect on your cells. And make sure you take your proper vitamins. Why? Because that lack of vitamins has a massive effect on your cells, right? All of these things, talking about the cells of the baby, but we don't think about cells of mom. And so you think about, then take that mom, fast forward 20 years later, right? She's no longer birthing children, but is going through this process of really saying, hey, don't worry, multivitamins are so pointless, such a waste of money, right? Why? Because you can't see what that deficiency does on a cellular level. It's not as occult or upfront that you would see in a human being, because those cellular systems are already formed. So you have this slow, unseen degradation of cells, whether it be through smoking or drinking or vitamin deficiencies or all of those things. And we say it's not a big deal. And then all of a sudden it turns into this disease process. And we're like, how did we get here? I have such bad luck. And you're like, is it bad luck or is it the choices that you made over the last however many years, right? And so we put such this higher regard, not high by any means, but a higher regard towards health for a caring mom than you would that dad who helped create the baby, or that woman in 20 years. It just blows my mind, because you can't see it. It still exists, right? Just kind of like your immune system. So when we come back, let's dive a little bit more into immunity, antibodies, and how they all come together.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. Yep, I laugh because I almost gave out my cell phone number. Which would you get? I wouldn't be good at scheduling appointments through there. Today we are talking about immunity. A lot of keywords and buzzwords and hot topics and all of the things. But I think it's important to understand and break down some of this, right? Like, so I'm going to make it interesting-ish. Just kidding. So listen, when you talk about your immune system, it's hard to be able to kind of narrow down, like, where's your immune system, right? It's always, I always tell people, it's easy to talk about, like, what pumps blood, your heart, easy. What exchanges oxygen, lungs, easy. Yeah, when we talk about your immune system, it is so advanced. Our immune, it's so amazing. The way God made us is so amazing, right? So you have your thymus, which is a gland between your lungs just below your neck. You have your spleen, bone marrow, and lymph nodes, okay? Those are kind of your immune system organs, if you will, quote unquote, right? Used loosely. You have different types. Like, you have white blood cells, and your white blood cells. So if you've ever gone in to look for, like, a general CBC, they look at red blood cells. They look at white blood cells. Well, white blood cells are kind of a breakdown of your immune system. That's why you hear, like, if you have a CBC, a complete blood count, with differentials, then it breaks down those white blood cells even more. So you have phagocytes, lymphocytes. So your phagocytes are like neutrophils. That's what you see bacterial infection. They let you see like macrophages, monocytes. Now your lymphocytes. Your lymphocytes help you remember previous invaders, and they recognize this in case they come back to attack your body again. Okay, so that's kind of like the memory of your immune system. And so you have B and T lymphocytes. So B lymphocytes, those are the ones that once a B lymphocyte spots an antigen, which would be like a bacteria, parasite, a virus, once those B lymphocytes see like this foreign invader, then they secrete an antibody. So an antibody is actually a special protein that locks on to a specific antigen, right? It locks on to kind of the cell and it makes a specific antibody. So it's like the recognition. Your body literally says, so for instance, one might make an antibody against the bacteria that causes pneumonia, and another antibody might recognize the common cold. There's different types of antibodies, right? IgG, IgM, IgA, IgE, IgD. And then T cells have different types of like helpers and T cells, and again, kind of complicated. But when you look at antibodies, so antibodies are the special proteins that lock on to these kind of foreign invaders, right? So that's what we talk about when we talk about antibodies. Our body sees it, it recognizes it, it creates that. So the line of defense is formed, right? So that when it comes into contact with that antigen again, it says, I recognize you and I got this. Now, not all immunity is the same. And I think this is really, really important to touch base on, that not all immunity is the same. So there are actually three types of immunities in humans. It's innate immunity, adaptive immunity, and passive immunity. Okay. So innate immunity is what we're all born with. So this is one where our human immune systems, so like bacteria on the body, skin and mucous membranes, your gut, right? We talk so much about your gut and how it helps with your immune system, you know, specific and non-specific. Adaptive or acquired is one that you would get from being exposed. I have the chicken pox. Achoo, I sneeze on you. You get the chicken pox. And this is one where too, or you get a vaccine, which we'll talk about that difference, because there is a difference between acquired immunity and those antibodies. And then the third, so you have innate, which is like happens all the time, right? Acquired or adaptive. And then passive. And so passive is somewhat of a borrowed immunity. So for example, you know, breastfed babies receive antibodies through its mom and breast milk and then through the placenta before birth. And so this is one where, again, it's kind of God's way of saying, hey, you have this fresh little thing that has no antibodies. How do we keep it safe from dying from all infections? And so our body says, hey, I'm going to give you this passive immunity that's going to protect baby from infections during the early years in life. Again, we were made to be pretty awesome. So that's where you're looking at kind of the different types of immunity. Now, when you have adaptive or acquired immunity, that kind of breaks down into two categories as well. Now, this is one where people seem to disagree a little bit. And I would be one of the disagreeers, because adaptive or active immunity breaks down into two categories. And those two categories are natural and artificial. Okay? Natural and artificial. So your natural immunity comes from, again, just transfer, or you actively get that infection. I.e., achoo, now you have chicken pox. Now your body fights the chicken pox. Right? That your body had to naturally fight that infection. Now, on the flip side of things, we have artificial. And artificial can come from a passive or active standpoint. The artificial one would be antibody transfer, and the other one would be vaccines. Now, this is one where you will not hear me using the word immunization, because the word immunization and vaccinations, though have been used, are not synonymous, right? Just because you're vaccinated does not make you immune. So let's get that out of the way. Immunizations and vaccinations are not the same. I'm going to talk about vaccines. Not all vaccines make you immune. Okay. It's really important. Now, artificial, right? This is like where you're tricking your body's immune system to think that you've come in contact with it. And in theory, it sounds really good, right? Like we're going to give it this, this type. But so passive in terms of antibody transfer, this is one that you'll hear a little bit more too of individuals who now, if they know that they've, you know, for example, come in, they've naturally acquired COVID, they'll have them donate blood or plasma. I don't remember which one, but they'll have them donate. And then they say, hey, what if we put this blood into this carrier? Do they then have the antibodies to fight this off moving forward, right? That would be passive artificial, or through the vaccination process. Now, this is where we don't know what we don't know, right? So since everything through this has been relatively new, and even for the ones that aren't, like you look at the vaccines that have been around, this is one of the reasons why we need, you know, more than 50 doses of 14 vaccines. because we have to keep reminding the body of these antibodies. And what's really interesting, and that the average person does not know, and this is just general, is that when we look at effectiveness of antibody production, there's been tons of research, tons of it, that goes to show the effectiveness of antibody production and immunity. Though I would love to see, and I would challenge you if you are out there and question this, to find a study that looked at vaccine-created antibodies and those antibodies, their immune system capacity, right? So whenever we look at antibodies equal immunity. But that is with naturally acquired. They have not done any studies that have shown artificially acquired antibodies are as effective as naturally acquired. So in our mind as a society, we think, oh my goodness, right? If we get the chicken pox, it's the same as if we have the vaccine for the chicken pox. And yet there's not one research study out there that's gone to show that. And that's not just with chicken pox. So here's one where we play antibodies that they're great when we have them, but not if we naturally, like we have to have these artificially acquired antibodies in order for us to be safe because they last forever and they don't last forever, which is why we consistently have to keep having boosters. Why can't you just be one and done? You have to keep having boosters. And they say, hey, but once you get, you know, if you get a virus, right? We talk about like the more recent virus. Once you get this virus, you know, the antibodies only last. That's the big question, right? Like how long does this antibody last? And the question is, you know, it depends on a couple different things. One thing that how long the antibody lasts is whether or not you take NSAIDs, which we're going to talk about, you know, following the break. But there are things that you're doing in life that actually decrease. So say you do get this virus, whether it be COVID or the flu or chickenpox, your body's like, hey, naturally, let's do this. Let's get to work, right? That's why your immune system's working so much. So it kicks you on your butt. It tells you to rest, to chill because it's busy, right? Gives you all of these other things that like, I'm busy. I need you just to relax. I'm going to put all my energy. That's why you're so tired, right? When you get sick is because your body's like, hey, I'm using all of this energy to do stuff on a cellular level. Like I'm busy. And so there are things that you're doing in life that actually decrease your antibody production. So it lessens your immune system, right? But we try to say that with everyone. Everyone only has, you know, 60 to 90 days of naturally acquired. And the problem with this new stuff is that one, you know, there's so much stock that comes with asymptomatic carriers, yet the rate of false positive on these rapid swabs are over 30%. So my thought always is, right, and here's me thinking out loud. You can argue it if you want. I don't really care. I'm telling you this is my thought. Is that we look at this. We say, hey, you're going to get tested because we need everyone to get tested forever, right? We're going through all of this testing. If you want to do anything, you got to get tested. And then all of a sudden you get a positive and you say, oh my goodness, I feel fine. I feel great. And they say, oh my goodness, you're part of the problem. You're asymptomatic. You're walking around infecting all of these people. Totally asymptomatic. The deadliest virus in the world. You don't even know you have it. But then really, is it really that you are an asymptomatic carrier or is it because it was a false positive? Right? So then we say, oh my gosh, 90 days later, say you actually now contract the virus. And you get tested and they say, you're positive again. Oh my goodness. Well, that immunity, those antibodies only lasted 90 days. They only protected you for 90 days. Is that really true or no? Right? Like how long does it last? And we already know that from an antigenic drift standpoint, i.e. the virus morphing, that it's exponentially slower than the flu. We do know that. We know it's slower than the flu. But immunity to the flu lasts a year. Right? How many strands of the flu are there? More than one or two, right? New strand of the flu comes out this year, H1N1. So then we say, you know what we need? We need to create artificial immunity. That is what's going to make us all safe. Not naturally acquired, innate, inborn, the smartest thing we've ever been given. We say we need man-made artificial immunity. That is what is going to save everything. And then we say, well, how long is that going to last? And they say, well, we don't know. Right? Let's get two doses. Maybe we can get a company to do one dose, but we're not sure how effective it is. And oh, by the way, with this new one, we're not going to see the technology that we did with all of these other chicken pox and, you know, the flu. We're going to do a brand new. It's going to be mRNA, not DNA. And let's fast track it. So where typical clinical trials for those would be 5 to 6 years, we're going to do it in 2 to 3 months. So you say, how long is this immunity going to last? And they say, well, hopefully forever, right? This is what is, but how would they know that if they've only studied it for 2 months? How would they know? They're not, they're guessing. This is all a guessing game. It is all a guessing game, right? And we put all the stock, but we have as a culture literally diminished anything your body can do naturally. Right? It's all the pseudoscience and craziness. How dare we think our bodies are smarter than man-made science? Your body's only been doing this for how many years? For how many different viruses? But nope, absolutely not. We've got to get the artificial immunity. That's the only thing. So it blows my mind when we talk about antibodies and you're like, well, how long does it last for? And you're like, I don't know. But again, it's looking at there are things in life that you are doing that are literally decreasing your body's ability to produce antibodies. And this was a little bit new to me. I didn't anticipate this, but we'll go through exactly what those things are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne. And it's time to say goodbye to the old you now. So go ahead, put the past in the past. Box it up like an old photograph. You don't have to go back because that was then. And this is now.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Today we're talking a little bit about just how the human body works in terms of innate intelligence, your immune system, and antibodies. So we talked about how there's different types of organ systems, if you will, body systems that create different types of immune cells. And each immune cell is designed to do something differently. It's all this well-orchestrated, amazing system. Now, we talked about antibody production and how when you get exposed to an antigen being a bacteria, parasite, virus, that your body creates this protein known as an antibody, right? And that antibody's goal is muscle memory, right? Like memory for your immune system. So then when it comes into contact with that antigen again, it's like, hey, I've already did this work. I've got this. No big deal. Just send up all the antibodies. And the antibodies are like, get out of here. Basically how your immune system works. Now, more recently, what was really interesting is I had stumbled upon some research articles that talked about how non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can inhibit antibody production, right? So we want antibodies. How we get those antibodies might differ from person to person. But we want antibodies for that immune system memory. So what's also a little bit interesting is that, since we're talking about how this works, the more recent COVID vaccine doesn't actually say that you won't get it. So there has actually been no research that says that the vaccine will actually prevent transmission or reduce deaths. They said it will likely just reduce symptoms. So if you thought that those antibodies that were being created from the COVID-19 vaccine was actually going to protect you from COVID, the answer is no. If it was going to reduce deaths, the answer is actually no. But it said, you know what it could do, we're not actually sure because we skipped clinical trials, is that it might be able to reduce symptoms. So, but regardless, so they talk about ibuprofen, which is so interesting because, you know, as what I do in the office is that we oftentimes see people who are on NSAIDs, ibuprofen, naproxen, for pain relief, right? Oh, my hip hurts, my knee hurts, my back aches. You know, I've got all these aches and pains. I'm just getting old. I take ibuprofen all the time. Ibuprofen PM to sleep. You know, whatever. Ibuprofen joint for flexibility, or, you know, whatever it is. And they take it long term. And so now what they are finding, so again, this is a study. It comes from Cellular Immunology, published January 1st of 2010. So this isn't anything new. But it talks about ibuprofen, other widely used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, inhibit antibody production in human cells. So they went through research and found that that the use of NSAIDs after infection or vaccination may lower host defense. This may be especially true for the elderly who respond poorly to vaccines and heavily use NSAIDs. So you think, oh, maybe we've got this one that gives you a bunch of joint aches and pains that you feel awful. And they say, no big deal, just take some ibuprofen. And you're like, wait, so, but aren't you taking it to increase your antibody production? That's even questionable to begin with. But we're going to take this. It's going to decrease your antibody production. Or you're like, hey, those NSAIDs are not actually getting to the root cause of your pain. It's literally masking symptoms. And so it's like, you're masking symptoms. But then too, on the flip side of things, which feels like it's totally unrelated, it's not. It's not at all, because what you've been doing to mask health problems to begin with is now affecting your overall immunity, right? Like, how interesting is the human body? Again, this actually comes from the Journal of Immunology, published April 1st of 2011. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs reduce optimal antibody production in response to vaccination and virus infections. Like, it talks all about, and again, this is one where it's a little bit deep. It's kind of, it gets really, really heavy when we talk about like COX-2 inhibitors, when it talks about like peripheral blood mononuclear cells, purification of B lymphocytes, IgG, IgM, when administered after the first couple of days of activation, right? Like, heavy, kind of boring, prostaglandins, all the way that the body works. But there's, and it's not just one research necessarily. There is there's a handful of research that supports that this, well, and you got to think, like, it takes away your body. Here's another one. Journal of Virology, American Society for Microbiology, published online January 13th of 2021. But again, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs dampen the cytokine and antibody response to the SARS-CoV-2 infection. So specifically for this. So if you say, well, maybe that's different, maybe that's for chickenpox or the flu or, you know, whatever other viral infection, this is specific for that. So why, but then we say, but this is easy, right? Like, it's easy just to pop a couple of ibuprofen when we're feeling aches and pains, and you don't think about, like, so when you do come in contact, not if, but when you come in contact with that virus, how well does your body create immunity to the next time, right? If we're putting all of this stock in antibody production, whether it be naturally acquired or artificially acquired, who's talking about the fact that we're masking pain symptoms with ibuprofen all the time? And really, that has a huge effect on how your body produces antibodies. I thought it was really interesting. You know, but no one talks about that. Like, imagine you saw these big headlines that said, hey, your hip pain could decrease your ability to fight COVID. But I don't see it, right? Because unfortunately, a lot of those drug companies fund the big news, and little guys like me don't get on big news. You know, but then even when you look at, like, what other things deplete your body's ability to produce antibodies? And it's what the same things that dampen your body's ability to go through any healing process. So when I was looking at other things that would decrease your body's ability to produce, like, what factors affect antibody production, you know, when they looked at behavioral factors, so smoking has been shown to reduce antibody production. But again, like, what if you saw this big article that's like, hey, your body would be able to build a better immunity if, right? We know that obesity and heart disease, diabetes, the comorbidities that you may have makes symptoms worse when you come in. But then too, on the flip side of things, you know, it's been allowed for the ability to alter antibody production in a positive way in terms of exercise, consumption of micronutrients like vitamins A, D, and E. Weird. Just an article, Health in the News, if you missed it, was literally about how increasing C and E over the course of 18 years, right? Really, really great nutrients that your body gets from food would decrease something like Parkinson's. And now it's saying, like, hey, it also might help increase factors for antibody production. So it's like, what, you know, I understand everyone's at a different place in their life, but when are we going to come to the realization that we have to start making changes for our health now, as opposed to falling victim to health concerns later because we didn't put them as a priority today? And that is, if anything that you get out of this whole entire hour of listening to Maximize Your Life, I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, is that you have to be responsible for your health. No one is going to take responsibility for your health. It's not your healthcare practitioner. It's not your medical doctor. It's not your insurance company. You are responsible for your health. And so inevitably, that's the ultimate goal, is to figure out how do you regain your health? Where is it that over the course of time, through life, job, you know, divorce, death, job change, moving, whatever it may be, that you've lost your health and you need to find it back? And then the question is, who are you utilizing to be able to help you with that process? And that is really where we come into play at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. That is ultimately our goal, to be able to walk you through that journey of health and healing and be able to have set goals for you, right? Your goals are our goals for you. Our goal is just to figure out, how do we help you meet that? And that's what we do. And the way that all of that starts is through initial exam and consultation, right? 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always go online to schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, initial exam and consultation, just $25. So know this, out of anything, your body is amazing. It is strong. It is designed to do things like create antibodies and white blood cells and build a strong immune system. Sometimes we just have to give it back what it's meant to do, right? Just education. So look forward to next week. Always remember that your power is on.